CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Have another cup of tea, Anne.
No, no. You know, I've stayed an hour past the committee meeting as it is.
Well, I think we accomplished a lot in our first fall meeting. The girls had a lot of wonderful ideas about improvements in the park, anyhow.
You know, what's wonderful is that your husband is now on the park board. You'll have to use your influence to get him to use his influence.
Oh, I know. Well, I'll work on him tactfully. Say, what was the matter with Myra today? She was so quiet.
I don't think she felt too well. Hadn't she told you?
Tell me what.
Well, now, she doesn't want it known yet, so don't say anything. But Myra...
She's having another baby?
Yes. Oh, now, don't say anything.
No.
Tell everyone yet.
No, I won't. Oh, isn't that nice? Doesn't that make five? They're going to need an addition to the house before long.
Well, Myra said that they're going to put one on if George gets promoted to manager.
Oh.
But that's all very hush-hush.
Uh-huh.
Because a man who's manager now...
Oh.
Gee, I forget his name. Oh, yes, Dobelson.
Oh, yeah.
He has no idea that he even might get fired, so don't say anything.
Oh, no. Well, that would be wonderful for George.
Yeah.
Cynthia, there was something I had to tell you. I thought of it this morning, and I thought I must tell Anne when I see her today, you know. Oh, yes. Did you know that darling Allison girl is married?
No.
Yes.
To that nice boy she met who goes to Yale?
Yes. They didn't want to spend money on a big wedding, so they ran off and got married. But they're not going to announce it yet because his folks are in Europe and they're going to wait until they get back, you know, to have a big reception.
Who told you?
Her mother. I've known Grace Allison for years. Of course, she said she was thrilled to pieces because, I know they adore the boy, but I think she was a little disappointed not to have the fun of a big wedding.
Well, she's got three more daughters. She may get tired of big weddings.
Well, now, don't say anything. Don't say anything, you know.
No. Listen, I've got to be going. I didn't know it was so late.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, dear. I didn't know you were home.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been home about half an hour.
You've just been sitting out here on the porch reading?
Uh-huh.
Well, my husband will be getting home, and here I am. Just bye. Call you tomorrow.
Yes, all right, Anne. All right. You're back. Well, I didn't hear you come home, dear.
Sit down, please. Sit down. I want to talk to you.
Could be a lot of undiscovered talent in that there jungle. The way Arthur Godfrey traveled around earlier this year, maybe he's heard some of it. But let Arthur tell you what makes his CBS radio show popular.
None of the talk, none of the palaver is rehearsed. The music is rehearsed as well as we can do it. We try to find the finest voices we can get. Newcomers. We like to... develop young talent gives us a kick to do that. And I think the audience enjoys watching new people come along and get a break with us.
You bet the audience enjoys it, Arthur. That's why they tune in by the million. They also enjoy hearing the other great daytime stars on CBS Radio, Gary Moore and Durward Kirby, Art Linkletter in House Party, and Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. How to enjoy them? Simple. Just tune in CBS Radio any weekday, Monday through Friday.
Well, what do you want to say to me? Dear, you come and sit down. You want to talk to me?
I do.
You just sit there staring at me quietly and fiddling with a piece of paper. At least stop the fiddling. It makes me nervous.
I'm just trying to decide where to begin.
Well, trying to use an old slang expression. What's eating you, You mad?
I'm not only mad, I'm bewildered, I'm indignant, and I am scientifically curious. Why can't women keep a secret?
Well, I know what you're talking about. They can.
They can?
Yes.
All right. Let me tell you what I have learned sitting here on the porch, listening to you and Anne.
Well, I call that eavesdropping, and besides...
I do not call it eavesdropping. This happens to be my home. I didn't know that you didn't hear me come in, and I didn't want to get trapped talking to Anne. I Just wanted to sit here and read my paper.
Well, we didn't say anything.
I have made a list. Now, this is what I learned in half an hour. Item number one. Jack's mother is 72, but she doesn't want anybody to know it because she looks younger. So her daughter-in-law promptly tells you.
I'm not going to tell anybody. Look, Anne is one of my best friends, dear.
Item number two. Ruth, somebody or other, is in love with a Kenneth. Somebody who is a married man, but they're going to get married when he gets a divorce, but they don't want anybody to know until they make some arrangements about the alimony and the support of the children.
Why are you so upset if you don't even know them? It's somebody Anne knows very well, and it's Anne who said it. I didn't say
it. Didn't you women learn anything last year when you almost got sued for slander?
I didn't say anything slanderous today.
You were gossiping.
Oh, gossiping. Anne and I are very close
she
friends.
She told you Myra was expecting a baby, even though Myra asked her not to tell everyone yet.
Well, I haven't seen Myra alone a lot lately, or she would have told me. Anyhow, that's hardly gossip. Myra's married.
That is not the point. Myra told her a secret, not only about the baby, but about George's possible promotion,
yes.
which George probably told Myra not to tell anybody since the present manager doesn't even know that he might be fired.
I think it's nice George might get the job of manager, don't you?
Doesn't it occur to you, or to Anne, or to Myra, that George could very well not get that promotion if the news gets out before his company wants the present manager to know? Doesn't that occur to you?
Well, no. Don't get mad at me. It was Anne who told me, not
you
me.
You told Anne about the Allison girl being secretly married, although Mrs. Allison confided it to you.
As I'm sure she has confided it to a dozen other people. In fact, I know she told Mrs. Houston. Anyhow, I know Anne won't say anything, dear.
All right, so Mrs. Allison can't keep a secret either, even though her daughter asked her to.
Well, it's Mrs. Allison, not me. Why are you mad at me?
Can you keep a secret?
Sure. What is it?
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean, can you keep a secret, any secret?
Oh.
Now, look at me.
Right.
Can you? Do you?
Of course I can, if it's important. Sure.
Didn't you think it was important last week? Last week, now pay attention, when I told you I went out to the Acme Company with Mr. Crenshaw and he slipped on a banana peel and fell face down in a mud puddle.
That was so funny. Well, you wasn't hurt, dear.
Did you tell anybody about it?
What do you mean?
Did you tell anybody about it?
Now, you thought it was funny yourself. You came home and you said, listen to what happened to the boss today, and you were laughing so I could hardly understand you.
Did you tell anybody about it?
And we both just howled because Mr. Crenshaw wasn't hurt, and you said you'd always... Don't you remember, dear? You said you'd always heard jokes about people slipping on banana peels, but you never seen one. And how funny he looked, all covered with mud. I mean, you were just... killingly funny when you told about it, dear.
And were you killingly funny when you repeated it? Huh?
I'm not sure I told anybody. I may have told Anne. I see her a lot. You know, we talk about everything, and it's possible that I just may have told Anne.
Who else did you tell besides Anne?
Well, my bridge club. Last week.
Your bridge.
Anne begged me to tell it, and I did, and, yeah, well, yes, I was a big success. They all thought I was killingly funny. You didn't tell me not to say anything?
I most certainly did. I must have, and if I didn't, haven't you got enough common sense, just enough plain common sense, not to go around telling stories about my boss? My boss, especially when he was in an embarrassing situation like that?
Well, you laughed about it when you told me. Well, anyhow, why? Why, I mean, all this fuss about what's wrong?
What's wrong? All right, I'll tell you what's wrong. I was going into my office building this noon when Harry Rogers, you know Harry Rogers, rushed up howling with laughter and said, hey, I hear the old windbag slipped on a banana peel and fell into a mud puddle.
I'm sorry. I never told any Harry Rogers. In fact, I don't even know Harry Rogers. Or his wife, whoever she is. Unless that's Betty Rogers.
If I may finish. Just as he said it, my boss sails past me into the office building.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Did he appearance?
Naturally.
Well, did he say anything? I mean, to you? I mean, does he just... I mean, he blames me for Porcelli or something?
He blames me. He blames me. Who else? I was the only one who was with him. I helped him wipe the mud off and drove him home to change his clothes. And I can assure you that even though he was not hurt, he did not think it was very funny. Nor did I act as though it was very funny.
Well, did he say anything to you today? I mean, after you, you know, got back up to
the office? Did he say anything? He held a conference at which he gave a speech. In a grim voice and keeping a steely eye on me, he pointed out that tact, diplomacy, and discretion were the roads to success. That a man who cannot be trusted to keep things to himself can hardly be trusted with the secrets of company business.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, I don't think that means anything to him. I mean, he's always giving speeches and a lot of mottos in them and saying, I mean, he wouldn't fire you. I'll get him. Now, don't worry. He's always giving speeches. Just it doesn't mean a thing. I just... Hello? Oh. Yes. Yes, he is. Just hold on, please. Mr. Crenshaw.
Yes. Well, that's very nice of you, sir. I know we'd enjoy it. Just let me check with my wife. Look, are we free Saturday night to go to the Cranshaws for dinner?
I thought he was mad at you.
Are we free?
Well, yes, I guess so. I will be free.
Yes, we'd love to.
Can't even think.
Yes, we'll be there. Oh, well, thank you. What? Oh, no. Of course not. All right, sir. Thank you. Goodbye.
The way you've been going on, you said he was mad at you. You're worried about being fired. No, now he invites us to dinner.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. You know, he couldn't have been more pleasant, but just before he hung up, there was this pause.
Huh?
He said in kind of a funny voice, I hope you didn't take anything I said at the office personally. I mean, he seemed so apologetic, and he sounded as though he wanted to say more, but he didn't. He just said goodbye. I can't figure it out.
All I can say is the next time you make such a mountain out of a molehill and lecture me and scare me to pieces...
Well, by jumping, Jupiter, you're telling an embarrassing story about my boss could have been disastrous. And I don't want you to forget it. Many a man has lost a job because his wife can't keep anything to herself. Women just cannot keep a secret. Now, honey, you know, it was just downright stupid for you to tell a bridge club full of women about...
I know, I'm about your boss. I know. I didn't think... showing off, I guess. Anne said I was so funny the way I told it, so I guess I had to be funny.
Yeah, well, it's just like the party where Jane told that story on Bob, made him feel like a fool, but she wanted to be funny. Well, I tell you, he hardly spoke to her. Hey! By golly!
What?
Mrs. Crenshaw, of course.
What?
Of course.
What do you mean, Mrs.
Crenshaw? Look, the boss got home, told his wife how mad he was at me, and she said, why, I've told everyone how you slipped on a banana peel. I thought it was funny. Sure, that's why he was apologetic to me, don't you see? But he didn't want to say anything against his wife. Although he'd probably like a crown, huh? And I'll bet he's reading her that riot act right now. Oh, boy. You women. Well, I just hope this has taught you a lesson.
Well, it's taught me not to tell Anne anything. She's the one who can't keep a secret. Apparently. Here she tells me what Myra told her in utter confidence.
Sweetheart, you and all women are just
No, if someone says to me, now don't tell a soul, I never, never. Cross my heart.
Well, what's the use?
When constipation occurs, more people rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax has the qualities many doctors and millions of people want in a laxative. It's effective. Overnight, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. And X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
So many doctors recommend it. Chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.